See, here's the thing. Like, in the fourth quarter there, even before Penn State put in their backup quarterback, we had like the fourth and fifth safety in there, and we had like kept starting linebackers. But here's my takeaway from tonight. Like, I felt like we still weren't trying to win, even though we led in the third quarter. And what I mean by that is, as I'm watching the third quarter unfold, don't care. Just let me talk. Okay, great. Towing, awesome.
Have a safe drive home.
Kind of feels like we, like, when we had the lead, I had this thing of like, okay, let's tighten up. And let, you know, I'm starting to think of like, could this actually happen? Like, third quarter, we have the lead. Like, but then we were still rotating liberally, which maybe they just have changed defenses here and they're starting to rotate more and they want to keep guys fresh. And but I had this sense, and it's not like an excuse, like we got blown out there, whatever, we were going to get blown out, we did. You know, we're supposed to lose, we did, but it kind of felt like we were still thinking about the future. Like, that was my takeaway this whole second half. Like, Penn State panicked and realized they were down and turned it on, and, you know, we had a couple bad penalties that, you know, they're in third and 20, and we give them a first down with a cornerback giving them hands in the face, you know. But I just had this sense, like, even with the wide receiver rotation, like, it felt like, to me, we were still in this mode of everybody plays. Like, that's not why we lost, okay? We lost because we're young and bad and they're old and good. The end. What happened in the fourth quarter was inevitable. They saw themselves trailing 24-21 and completely poured it on, and then we melted. Two interceptions, bad fumbles, you know, the game ended like the game was supposed to end. But I just had this sense of like, man, we're still building. And I guess that's right. I guess that's the right thing to do. Because at the time, we have the lead and I'm watching the rotations and I'm watching, and it's like, why aren't we like, just go with the starters? Like, just like, we have a chance now. Tighten up the rotations. Freshmen don't play. Let's do this. We have an actual opportunity to win. I mean, really, we didn't, right? I mean, we knew that. Everybody in the stadium knew that. Like, Penn State was falling over themselves, and, you know, we weren't really going to win, okay? The inevitable happened. But I just had this feeling of, wow, we're still looking to the future, which is fine to me. Like, honestly, it's what I do. Like, I would... I would do exactly that. You know, I would be thinking... You know, it's hard to say because it's... Look, I said this three times and I feel like I still need to emphasize it. If we had tightened up our rotation and only played the starters and, you know, had said, okay, freshmen are bound to make mistakes, so let's tighten this thing up. We have a chance to win this. You know, I just felt like we were still running the full offense. We were still running the deep, deep rotations on the defense, which is the kind of stuff you do in, like, a preseason game, right? Like, it's the kind of stuff you do against, you know, whoever. God, that is so loud. Like, does it really have to be that loud? Like, are people like, oh, I really want to hear Brett Eldridge right now. I'm walking around so I can be behind a wall. So, I don't know. I just had this sense of like, I don't think they were trying to win. It's weird, right? Like, I guess I'd do it. I mean, end of the day, I think I would do it. End of the day, I would say, this is how we're doing this. It's like the Kent State game, but if Carlos Sandy can help us, Carlos Sandy is in there, and you know, we're going to keep rotating our tailbacks and not just go with Corbin and Epstein. And, you know, the planned carries stay the planned carries, and we want to get everybody carries, and we want to get everybody catches. And, you know, I don't know. I've watched a lot of Illinois football from this stadium, and I've seen a lot of once you get to the Big Ten, you tighten up. And the rotations get really thin, and the freshmen don't play anymore, and everything else. And here we are with a lead on Penn State, and we're still deep rotations. That's my biggest takeaway from this game. It didn't cost us the game. We were going to lose this game. But winning would have been a bonus. We're still trying to develop depth. Not an excuse. God, how many times can I say that? Not an excuse. It's not why we lost. Better team won. We got clowned in the fourth quarter. We have a lot to work on. But we're still 28 games into Lovey. We're still building depth. Play the sophomores and freshmen. You know, we turned to, you know, heck, Dawson DeGroote was in early in the fourth quarter. Like, we turned to Robinson earlier than I thought it would. Like, this is just my takeaway. Overall, it's fun in the third quarter. It's fun. Offense, definitely better. Defense, definitely worse. And when you only lose a few players and you get worse, you got to start looking at things like the coaches that left and the defensive line coach that left, and if the defensive line coach who replaced him is up to the task. There are a lot of serious questions to ask, because we just got 60 balled. So, yeah, we'll get into that later. For now, my takeaway from the stands is we're still thinking about building, and that's probably the right call. But in the third quarter of a game that was still close and we somehow had the lead, my heart was like, no, don't play any more freshmen. Just try to win. That's all I got. Go Liner.